Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. That is the Chainsmokers featuring Coldplay.
Coldplay.
That's interesting. This part of the show brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. We would love to send you to Paris to see Coldplay, including round-trip airfare, three-night hotel stay, courtesy of Live Nation, and a pair of tickets to see Coldplay live in concert on July 16th. That's right. Pack your bags. You're headed to Paris. All day long, we're getting people qualified for this. 7, 11, 3, 4, and 6. Five chances a day to get in the running. Caller number 97 right now is going to get a pair of tickets to see Coldplay October 4th at Levi's Stadium and is in the running for the grand prize, Coldplay in Paris. Call now, 800-400-3697. Call number 97. It'll be all you. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 18th through July 4th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin.
Hello, Dublin.
Hello, Dublin. Yuzi did just hand me the cast of Big Brother.
I'm looking at the pictures
right
now.
Starts a week from now. There is only one person from California on this whole list. They're from Camarillo.
Oh.
Alex Au. It's a chick. She's hot.
Asian girl, right? Yes. Mm. Pretty.
Very. There's one dude. There's the old, you know, they always have a token old person on this
yes.
show.
Yes.
They use token here. As I'm looking at this list, I'm reading he's the token gay guy.
See, that's the blog. I didn't want to read that. They don't really say much about them. He just is basically showing how they fill out the cast with, you know, token this, token that. So this old dude, his name is Kevin Schluber.
I know. I couldn't pronounce his last name.
Schluber.
Schluber?
Schluber.
Schluber. Okay. Schluber. He's a Boston guy. 55 years old, stay-at-home dad. I have fun facts about each of the cast members. This guy was Mr. Massachusetts in 1986. I was on the Geraldo Rivera show and won a hunk contest, and I was the dunk champion for the city of Boston in 1981. What is that?
This says he was on The Bold and the Beautiful.
Oh, they're lying. That's the blog guy saying he looks like a soap opera actor.
Oh.
Although maybe he was, and they just don't have it here in his biography. I think the guy's joking.
Yeah, they would have put it in that bio.
I'm pretty sure. Anyway.
Who's the lady that's local, though?
Alex Au. She's gorgeous.
Ow.
Ow. Wow.
This Jason Dent kid looks like an actor. I can't think of the guy's name, though.
Jason Dent. He's one of the good-looking boys. Oh, no, he's the cowboy guy.
He's a rodeo guy, but he looks like
boy. Guy's got no eyelids. He looks surprised. He's like,
I can't think of the guy's name.
With the dumbest cowboy hat you ever saw, too. Like, the sides couldn't be up higher.
Anyway, this is the Big Brother cast. It's finally been revealed, and the show starts a week from today. I'm excited.
Yep, there it is. I can't wait. Big Brother. Yuzi also just handed me pictures of Jonah Hill.
Mm-hmm.
He's back in shape. He's back, everybody.
Good for him.
Channing Tatum said that he called him up. He says he credits his recent slim down to some advice from his pal and 21 Jump Street co-star Channing Tatum. I wanted to get in better shape, so I called Channing Tatum and said, "Hey, if I ate less and go to a trainer, will I get in better shape?" "Yes, you dumb mother father. Of course you will. It's the simplest thing in the entire world." And here's a shot of him just walking down the street in his hipster doofus outfit. And here's a shot of him leaving the gym. Dude looks great. There's a shot of him as he leaves. And here's a shot of him. You know, I'm not sure what movie this is from or if this is just him sort of wandering around in a fancy hotel. But Jonah Hill has dropped some libs, some LBs.
Well, he's got the world by the you-know-what. I mean, he's making great money. He's got a great career.
And, pay a dude to
and
train
he's,
you.
He's going to kill himself with food.
Right. Pay a nutritionist and pay a trainer. You've got all the money. Give me the words. I'm going to try it again.
Everyone,
all right. I got him right on my desk. Uh-huh.
Everyone driving is smiling right now.
Because it's so good. Number one, seven. Let's start keeping track of that. Because if this is the seventh week of this at number one, that's... good right. for them. I'll you know what's the saddest down. Part about this whole thing is that Justin Bieber obviously learned this and sung it line by line when he recorded the thing because he can't
I really listened
do
to
it.
That when it first came out very closely just to see if he actually... And I think that since the song was out before, they probably like overlaid...
Flew him in.
Yeah, he probably sang the first few words and I think they jump in. You know what I'm saying? Here, listen closely.
That
do you hear
like
how many
him.
Voices there are though?
I do, but it does sound like he's the main singer.
There's a few backgrounds there, that's all I'm saying, and, you know.
So they're covering up him not knowing it?
You can get away with not, right.
Right.
Brynn, you're like an expert on the song.
I'm an audio guy, so I listened to it 15 times just to see if I can figure it out.
You are an audio guy. There's no question about that, Brynn.
Brynn.
Anyway, there you go. Brynn.
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 Brynn. Where's Rachel?
It's not funny.
Got it.
Oh, God. This show is just like one random callback after another. And we're the only ones who are enjoying it. Everyone else is like, what's happening? Who's this Rachel?
Oh, Rachel. I miss her.
I do, too. She was super fun.
She disappointed me.
She brought hope into my heart for a minute there.
I know. I want Hooman to be happy and get laid.
Do you?
I do.
Do you?
Are you kidding me?
Jeez.
Do you really think I don't want you to be happy? You're one of my best friends. Damn. All I want is for you to have a full, fulfilling life.
She has you over every Sunday night. Who does that?
Yeah. Sarah.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I love you.
I couldn't even have my own mom over every Sunday.
Your mom wants to be over every Sunday.
I'd have your mom over every Sunday.
Yeah, let's invite her to Sarah's house.
That's
my
a great
goodness.
Idea. She can come next time. Next time she's in town.
When's she moving to her new house?
End of September.
Mm. So they're working on it right now.
They're building it as we speak.
It's great.
In that heat. Oh, my God. Can you imagine
no,
how hot it is down there?
I can't. Ugh.
Let us know if there's a housewarming party.
Oh, yeah. We'll all fly down for it.
We'll represent you.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give you guys a present to hand to her.
Hey, everyone. Good news. Hey.
Hey.
Bachelor in Paradise is going to resume filming. Mm. They're flying everybody back down to Mexico. Oh, well, everybody, I mean, not Corinne.
Well, the guy obviously. Gets to go?
You know, he... Us Weekly is saying he has been asked to return. No word on whether or not he's going to. Corinne, it doesn't even seem like there'd be a possibility she'd be invited because she is, I think she's suing them now. So,
well, right.
That's the end for
they
her.
They have video of all this, though, so that is going to be a big part of whatever defense or...
Right. You know, if they were smart, although I'm sure...
This should be good, everyone.
They can't do it. But after hearing all this, what they need to do is show that on TV.
Well, the video?
Sure. I mean, God, if they wanted ratings, I mean, look, they probably get sued back and forth, but...
It's a weird situation because as they described what... the Corinne's trip down there and all that, it sounds like a trip to Mexico. It sounds exactly like what you do. You have a drink in the airport and you have more drinks when you land and then you drink upon getting to the hotel and that is the beginning
and drink.
Of an adventure that you
will not remember.
Right. I mean...
How'd I get chlamydia? This is weird.
Well, you got off lucky.
You know, I did all that stuff a lot younger than she is, but she was trying to also be, you know, a TV
star. Oh, yeah. She wants to be a star. There's no question. It's going to resume filming. They're going to implement, quote, changes to the show's policies and procedures to enhance and further ensure the safety and security of all participants, which if they did nothing wrong, hardly seems necessary. They said that they won't release videotape of what happened out of respect for the contestants involved. They didn't name them, but we all know it's this Corinne Olympios and DeMario Jackson. So Us Weekly says he's been asked to return. Corinne's lawyer isn't surprised that the internal investigation found no wrongdoing. He says his investigation will continue based on, quote, multiple new witnesses coming forward and revealing what they saw and heard. In the end, the only witness that they really need is the tape. There was tape rolling the whole time.
Yeah.
I don't understand what other witnesses they need. Corinne believes producers knew she was in no condition to consent to sexual activity, but let her mess around with DeMario anyway. She claims she didn't even know what happened until someone told her the next day.
Imagine the amount of stuff they have to sign to be on that show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. They've signed their lives away. Frankly, I think they should air the footage. I'm going to blur it all out anyway. I love this story. I just thought this was, you know, it's good news. And in this day and age, anybody who's hiding their sexuality and thinks it's going to be the end of the world, I think this is a good example of how it isn't. Former Cal offensive lineman Ryan O'Callaghan has publicly come out as gay in an OutSports interview published yesterday. And the world said, so what?
Is he still playing?
He has retired. He was a Patriot and a Chief. He had a pro career between 06 and 11 before a series of injuries ended his NFL career for good. He was a mainstay, they say, on the Bears, Golden Bears offensive line in his 4 years at UC Berkeley. He was awarded the Morris Trophy in 05. That must be their thing. I guess I should learn about this.
Yeah.
He grew up in a conservative family from Reading. He says his revelation had been years in the making. He'd known his sexual orientation since middle school. The 330-pound, 6'7" athlete thought coming out was not an option. And get this, at the end of his football career, he planned to kill himself.
Oh, no.
He was going to go through, do his
whole... What's his name again, Sarah?
His name is, last name is O'Callaghan, Ryan O'Callaghan.
Yikes.
6 years have passed since he was on the NFL roster, and he's finally decided to tell a story. He says, as long as there are people killing themselves because they're gay, there's a reason for people like me to share my story and try and help. He's now 33. He said that he would avoid locker room talk at all costs, including drinking a ton of coffee in order to avoid post-practice showers with his teammates. I don't know. He'd hang by the coffee room waiting for everyone to be done.
Sure.
He said he developed a painkiller habit. He said it helped with the pain of the injuries and the pain of being gay. He found a therapist who I guess worked with the Chiefs. And she was the first person he'd ever come out to. He said it took a while to build up the strength to even tell her. You have to build trust with someone. Just telling her was like a huge weight off my shoulders. And from there, he gained the courage to come out to the general manager of the Chiefs, who reacted with a shrug and a hug.
Oh, that's great news.
Then he began telling teammates, including his former Cal teammate Aaron Rodgers, and other guys on the Chiefs. And when 2014 rolled around, he finally had the courage to come out publicly at his induction into the Shasta County Sports Hall of Fame. His big coming out moment ended with very little fanfare and no coverage in the media. Being gay wasn't just a small detail in my life. It consumed my life. It's all I would think about. But now that I've come out, it rarely crosses my mind. He lives in Reading now. He's working with the local LGBT organization there. And he hasn't decided if he'll stay there or where he'll go, but... I just thought his story was wonderful.
Did he say anywhere in the story, did he avoid relationships because of that?
You know,
because you'd think that someone who's that paranoid is throwing away their youth. All of the things that you experience as a young person, whether it's that first love that you, you know, ultimately regret, because those are where you, that's where you learn your lessons.
Right.
But everyone should have that.
No mention of any kind of relationships. But for him to say that this woman, in, you know, when he was 30 years old or however old he was, and he finally comes out to this counselor and that was the first person he had ever told, leads me to believe he has just cut that part of his life out.
I would agree. That's why I was thinking, like, man, that's too bad to just throw away your youth and all those neat experiences.
At least he didn't throw away his whole life. He's got plenty of time to have... to go through all that stuff. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
A new doll is being introduced. It's an and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Coming up at 8 o'clock. Is this what you want? Oh, are we doing Disney here?
No, I want to promote Disney.
Okay, Disney it is then. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Summer of Heroes at Disney California Adventure Park, including the new Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout. We'll have tickets for the parks, and you'll be in the running to win a trip to Disney with Vinny.
So if you go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, I found an incredible picture of Vinny to put up with our post.
What?
So what's so incredible about it?
It's just a really fun picture of him, and you'll get a sneak preview of how amazingly fun he will be in Disneyland if you win the prize.
Sounds good. 9 o'clock. And actually, we're doing this throughout the day. Mm-hmm. 9, noon, and 5 o'clock. You'll win a pack of 4 two-day park passes, and then you'll be in the running for this incredible trip.
Yeah.
You get the airfare on Alaska Airlines, a two-night hotel stay. And you get to hang out with Vinny. I mean, that is the prize. Plus, you get to talk to Hooman on the phone when you win. I mean, it's
it's a win-win.
What aren't you winning?
It's going to be so fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great. The 2017 Mazda 3 named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Incredible characters, memorable moments. Share the love this summer at the Monterey Bay Aquarium.org. Here's what's happening. I have really great news.
Oh, what is it?
County fairs are soon going to be worth going to.
They're already totally worth going to. What? Stop it. You kidding me? Walk through the chicken house, the bunny house.
Recreational marijuana could soon be sold at county fairs.
Oh, funny.
You're familiar with the beer gardens?
Yeah.
They're going to have pot gardens.
Oh, that'll be great.
A bill was just passed.
Boy, this really is happening, isn't it? Yeah.
Which will allow marijuana vendors to apply for temporary licenses to sell their products on fairgrounds. Under the bill, you'd have to be 21. And there'll be very strict guidelines, but you'll be able to purchase weed on the fairgrounds. And they say it'll be, it is on-site sales and consumption. Think beer garden.
Where you stay to drink your beer.
Right.
People walk around the fair with a beer. I wonder if it'll be allowed at some point, like when we all kind of get over it. If you'll be able to just walk around the fair with a pipe or whatever. A vape pen.
Yeah.
Recreational marijuana sales are not allowed to begin until January 1st, 2018, but they're still, as I do this story, trying to figure out exactly how it will work. Right. Do you think marijuana should be sold in bars?
Here we go, everyone.
Sure.
You do?
I guess. I mean, where are they going to sell it? It's just at like 7-Eleven? Yeah, or will you have to go to a specific dispensary?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think they could do it either way. You know, in certain states, having only grown up in California, it wasn't until I traveled some that I found out some states either don't sell alcohol at all on Sundays or don't sell it at all in grocery stores.
You or have there's to go time limits.
To the state store.
Right.
To buy alcohol, that's or beer even.
Yeah, there. Remember in Philly, you had to go to two separate stores to get, like, beer was at the state store.
I think the state store is where I got.
And then there was a specific liquor store. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're throwing a party, you're making 10 stops to get
and
all the different
neither
things.
Were sold on Sunday.
Right.
Which
but
is
you
the
could
day.
Buy a six-pack at a bar.
Right.
Which you can't do in every state.
And so they'd pull out the carrier and put six beers into a carrier and sell that to you at the bar. But the grocery, why don't you, what?
Yeah, I know, it's strange.
And the weird part is Sunday's such a big deal on the East Coast by comparison to here because everyone's into the Eagles.
Yeah, but everybody knows the rules, so everyone pre-buys. In Massachusetts, I don't know if it's still the same. Liquor sales stopped at 11, except at bars. So you couldn't, I think maybe 7 a.m. until 11 p.m. you could buy beer in like a grocery store. But liquor, you had to go to the liquor store for that, and there were no sales on Sunday as well.
Right now, there's a stipulation that restricts marijuana from being sold in the same establishment as alcohol. But it'll be interesting to see if they change that. I actually think the two drugs don't compliment each other
they
well at
don't.
All.
If you are drinking and have a solid buzz on and you get stoned, you're wrecked. You're ruined.
Agreed.
Yeah, I think you should, if it's going to be legal, then they should put it in bars. It's fine. I don't care. But I do sort of like that it's a dispensary and that you have to go through certain steps even to get in there. And
what do you mean, no? What comment? Why are you?
What? I don't know. You guys both said you're wrecked, and I'm trying to feel or look back.
It's always, well, you know, you have a couple of drinks and you're feeling like, I can do anything. This is great. Oh, yeah, I'd love to party more. And then someone hands you a joint.
Then what? And then you're just so stoned?
I would be just ruined. Like, that would be
like
it.
You're done for the
like, even,
day.
Even
it finishes
sick.
You
like,
for the night.
Right, you're okay. Finished. And, you just, and you're not well the next day.
I shouldn't
and
have done that.
I should not
buzz,
have done that.
I was having fun.
I ruined everything.
And now I went and added pot
I
to my...
I did it again!
Darn it.
Right. Did it again. I played with no weed. I wrecked once again. Oh, baby, baby. Oops, you think I'm a dupe.
Summer's here, everyone.
Oh, hello, Summer.
Although we've been having a little bit of a heat wave, most people say they are looking forward to summer.
Yeah.
It's a chance to hang out with friends and family and enjoy, especially after the winter we had. Right?
Yeah, it was a long one. 60 feet of snow is what Squaw had at one point.
Man. So trippy thanks that people are still up there. Yeah, thanks for selling your house.
You're welcome, you guys. Thanks. Thank you for thanking me because, you know, it was hard to sell it, but I did it for you.
Barbie is a doll a lot of people grew up with. Do you have one?
I had many Barbies over the course of my lifetime.
No, not really. I would go over to my girlfriend's house and play with hers.
All right.
Why?
Her brothers would torture hers and melt them.
No,
and stuff.
I just, no one ever bought me a Barbie.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Mija. Hey.
But it wasn't like I was asking for them.
Did you
in
know?
The Barbie world.
It's too loud, too loud.
It's fantastic.
That's too loud.
Life in plastic.
I want to say something. There's a new, that's, there's a Mexican Barbie.
Oh. Is it Maria?
Well, that's actually the story. So Barbie's gotten 1,000 different looks over the years. Ken has always looked the same. Mm. That just changed as they've now announced a bunch of new Ken dolls. They've got Ken with dad body. They've got Ken with cornrows. They've got Ken with man bun. Mm. They've got.
So they have hipster doofus Ken now.
They do.
Yeah, there's one in there. I think it's a black Ken doll.
Oh, you saw these guys?
I saw them this morning. I just thought it was so funny that they, why wouldn't they do this, right? I mean, there's all different kinds of people. Why shouldn't there be all kinds of Barbie and Ken dolls? But there's one in there I just cracked up so hard. It's this, like, skinny black guy, but he looks like Justin Timberlake. Like, he's got...
Oh, yeah, I see him.
He's got, like... I don't know. I just saw him. I was like, oh, that's so cute.
Oh, that's Dad Bod Ken.
Yeah, there's Dad Bod Ken. Although he actually is kind of beefcakey looking. Like, look at his arms and stuff. He's a good looking. That's a good
Well, Dad Bod's a guy supposedly that used to exercise until his family took all his time away and then made him eat at restaurants. And suddenly he has Dad Bod tummy.
He's got a tire around his midsection. I certainly have no problem with this. I do think the man bun one is a step too far. Like, don't encourage them.
Yeah.
The children.
They say Barbie now has tall, curvy, and petite additions with also different skin tones, including what Human just mentioned. So now they're trying to introduce different Ken dolls.
None
the only reason why if I didn't have a daughter, I would say, this is so stupid. Who cares? But I notice my daughter looks at me and says, sometimes dads have hair and sometimes they don't. Or she'll say, girls wear dresses, but boys don't. And I often say, well, most of the time, but it's not a rule. People can do whatever they want.
Wear a dress if he wants to.
You might meet a boy wearing a dress and there's nothing wrong with that. So
what does she say?
She's cool. She does. She's taking it all in. Yeah. But that's what I mean. So these dolls, you know, dad might actually have a man bun. And she might want the man bun, Ken.
That's true.
So, okay.
Oh, where's the JT guy?
There's River. Is it?
Rivers Cuomo.
There's
on the
River
right.
Cuomo?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
That's the Weezer
the
kid.
The Weezer guy, yeah. Then there's the guy, there's the My Barista in the middle there with the man bun and the cactus shirt. It's cool. Like, they have cool clothes on. I don't know. It's fine. And kids, listen, you know, people say, oh, you know, why are kids playing with dolls? Because they love playing with dolls. Like, don't.
How much gaming are you going to allow them? I mean, they will sit and take in screen time all day. You actually want them to play with Legos or dolls or anything that's not screen related.
Grow that little imagination.
Man, at some point you just go, no. We right. don't want you touching the screen at all.
Vinny and I are reading this book called Ready Player One, which I don't know how far you've gotten into
it. I just started it, and I love it so much.
You're gonna
hope it's not going to suck, because
oh,
so
it's
far,
not. It's
I
so good.
Love it. They yeah. make these 80s references that are so...
What's it about?
It's set in 2045, and we live in these things called, well, most of us, I mean, most of us are poor, and we live in stacks, they're called.
Oh,
and they're
basically,
they're RVs that are stacked up in scaffolding.
Poor.
And they, like five families live in each one, like it's, you're going to get to it. But there's this thing called, you know what, I'm not going to say anything about it.
Why?
Because I don't want to blow it for you. I want you
yeah,
to.
Yeah, but isn't this going to be a movie any minute?
It is. I'm so glad you're reading it.
Okay.
So good. So, so good.
It doesn't come out till 2018.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, conceptually, I love this book. Like, instead of, like, because you mentioned screen time and it reminded me of it. In this new world, in 2045, life sucks. The planet's been ruined. Food is hard to come by. You know, there's pollution everywhere.
Oh, really?
It's a terrible place. But there's this thing called The Oasis, which was created by this guy who was like a big video game fiend in the 1980s.
Is it like Facebook?
It's not like Facebook. It's completely immersive. You wear gloves. You wear an outfit. You put a visor on. You go to school in this thing. You have an avatar, and the avatar has to show up at, you know, people are signing because it's safer for kids to go to school that way. And they learn there's a virtual teacher. They have all their virtual friends. Their whole life is lived in this thing called The Oasis. So there's people sitting in rooms just with these gloves and visors on, and they have amazing lives. And if you do well in The Oasis, you get these, you know, you get money through it. It's your whole life is on there. And it's just, and it's an escape from what the real world has become. And so, well, you're about to, you're,
well,
oh,
they,
that book
they
is so
reference
good.
The Oasis, and I just didn't, you know, I don't know how, I'm a couple minutes into it.
It's freaking fascinating.
But the way they referenced it, I just likened it to Facebook.
Right.
But well, I didn't know it was.
It's amazing.
A whole
it sounds
thing.
Incredible.
You like it.
Yes, I would like it too much. I actually am glad it doesn't exist yet.
TJ Miller's in it.
Yeah, and you said he plays I-Rock?
Yeah.
Because I had forgotten what all the names of the characters were, but as I'm rereading it right now, and he's sort of he's not the good guy in this.
And Simon Pegg's in it.
Oh, who does he play?
Ogden Morrow.
Oh, okay.
Who
plays Parzival? Who plays H and who plays Parzival? Those
Hold
are the
on.
Main characters.
Say the name and, of the book again.
Oh, Parzival is a guy named Ty Sheridan.
Never heard of him. He's the main character.
Ready Player One.
Ready
is
Player
the
One,
book.
Sorry.
And H? Oh, is it spelled A-E-C-H?
Yes.
Lena Waithe. You okay. won't know either one of those characters. Or those people.
Does it say Steven Spielberg coming in?
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Oh, ooh,
it's a Spielberg film?
Which means it'll be great.
Yeah,
it's
a Spielberg
such
movie.
It's such a cool story, and especially for people our age, Vin, like who were, you know, teenagers in the 80s and
well, it starts out with Oingo Boingo and references to Billy Idol.
It's 80s, all the TV shows, all the movies, it's all 80s all the time. Mm-hmm. All the early video games, Ataris and the stand-up, you know, video arcade games.
I already got to the part. What's the Michael Keaton sitcom? Not All in the Family.
It's Family Ties.
Family Ties, mm-hmm. Yeah. They reference that. He's watched every episode a
bunch
of times.
You're
going to
read some today? It's
yeah.
So, oh my God, it's so good.
Good.
And it gets better and better and better. I was so sad when that book ended the first time I read it. So I just wanted to be in that world. I loved it.
Really?
I love that book.
All right.
People love it too. They're texting.
Are they? Yeah. Ready Player One.
I was going to do a story about threesomes for Yuzette, but I'll have to wait till next time.
Oh, Vinny.
It's my fault because I brought
up... Yuzette wants a threesome so bad.
I know. She lives for it. Hey, what are Kanye and Kim up to? Who cares? Next.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.